Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Wild Man Creek by Robin Carr, narrated by Therese Plummer.
Prologue. Gillian Matlock was a natural in the business world, and her ability to anticipate surprises and challenges was legendary. After many successful years in communications, it never once occurred to her that she'd be tricked, set up, taken for a fall. One busy Monday morning, Gillian wondered only briefly why Kirk Conroy hadn't shown up for work. Kurt worked for her in corporate communications at the San Jose software manufacturer, Benedict Software Systems. He was the director of PR. He was also her boyfriend, though no one in the company knew that. She'd spoken to him last night, but he never mentioned a thing about not feeling well or taking some personal time. Right now, she had bigger fish to fry, as she'd just had a call from her boss, Harry Benedict, president and CEO. As vice president of corporate communications, such a summons was fairly routine for Gillian. She had several face-to-face meetings with Harry each week. He was her boss, mentor, and friend. She gave his office door a couple of short courtesy raps before entering. The question about Kurt's absence was immediately answered. He was seated in front of the president's desk. "Well, good morning," she said to Kurt. "I wondered where you were. You didn't mention taking the morning off." It took several beats before she noticed that Kurt could not meet her gaze and Harry was frowning darkly. She sat in the other guest chair and it still didn't quite register that something was wrong. Very wrong.